Positives, are there any from that?
Probably the positives is probably second half performance, to be honest with you. Second half, much better. First half, I think we started well. First half, probably the team on the ascendancy, and then we lose a really poor goal. We've just got clearer lines and it's trying to overplay. We lose the ball, and then obviously it gives Rafe a bit of momentum. But you've got to be strong when you lose a goal. You can't afford to lose a second, because a second's always important. And that's what we need to learn for, because every time we lose a goal, we look really weak.
Pre-season games, as you probably mentioned before, all about fitness, try to get performance.
Aye, but no, but it's not good enough. Of course, you're worried. Just get beat your rivals, friendly or not friendly. It's a pre-season game, but you still don't like getting beat. It's no. We need to improve dramatically. We've got a long way to go, but the only positive is it's a pre-season game.
Last season it was the poor start of the season you put down as really the downfall.
So yeah, but we done well in pre-season last year, though, didn't we? So it doesn't really make any difference.
So it might be the opposite.
Yeah, well, that's the only positive we can hope for, because we done all right in pre-season last year and we started well in the, well, some of the games in the League Cup we done all right in. So it's hard to tell how the season is going to go, but we do need to get bodies in as well. You can see we are really light. Even with a couple of injuries, we're really stretched, but it's still with the boys that are playing, we should be far better than that.
How many more do you hope to bring in?
Oh, we're looking for three or four. Hopefully we're close with a couple of them, but time will tell.
Before the weekend, is that?
No, I don't know whether we can get them in before the weekend. It's not up to me. It's trying to get the players in. It's all about agents and players and clubs. So it's not always up to ourselves.
Yeah, looking forward to the competitive action actually starting at the weekend.
Of course, it's a good one to get out of our system as well. It's going to be a hard game because Elgin will come make it really difficult. They've got nothing to lose, but we've got to improve better than that. We've got to be. Well, we've just got to do massively individually. Everybody's got to do better. But yeah, I thought some of the positives as well. Some of the young boys that came on, young Callum Smith, thought he'd done really well. Scott Lockhead, done well when he comes on as well. So it's good for them to get a run at it as well.
So competition, you'll take seriously. I mean, Mads have said in the past that they'll kind of use this as pre-season as well. But
we've not had many games because we've got small squads. We've not arranged a lot of games. So it is kind of still building up, because the league's obviously the priority. We've said that for day one. But you still want to do well in the cup as well.
Without Nicky Clark and David Hopkirk, you looked a bit short strikers tonight.
It's always the same, isn't it? When you lose, you always lose people in the same position. So we've just got to see how Nicky goes. Hoppy should be back within the next couple of days. Declan McManus, he's not really trained much. He's only just come back. So it was good for him to get 60 minutes as well. That'll help him. But you can see we're just a wee bit light up front as well.
What happened to Nicky?
No, he's just been feeling he's had a wee niggle for a wee while, and obviously it was a bit sore, so we've just got to see how it settles down, and hopefully he'll be alright.
Cheers.